Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Details.
The following is a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of the show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of this station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information hereafter is for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Your help matters with Carl Sterling on News Radio 570 WSYR on 106.9 FM and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I sink a couple uppers, I down a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
Bring you the latest in health and wellness so you can get to the other things that matter. Here's your host, Carl Sterling.
Alrighty, we're back. How's it going, everybody? We're doing really well here. You know what feels great to me is that, you know, even though it's a little overcast today and there was some rain, like, spring is here. I'm looking outside the windows here at the studio and outside, you know, my house where I live and on the roads driving here, the green. Oh, how refreshing to have all these different beautiful shades of green on the trees. And then there's, you know, that spring feeling and sunshine every now and then at least. And then birds. A lot of the birds, I love birds, and the buds, and the flowers coming up. I just love it so much. So, well, of course, you're listening to Health, Your Health Matters here on News Radio 570 WSYR. My name is Carl Sterling. I really love doing the show. I've been listening to, well, I listened to last week's episode three times just to critique myself. You know, and I was a drummer. Well, that was kind of my living, if you will. I used to record a lot of the gigs that I did because the best way to learn about how to play better, perform better for me, besides taking lessons here and there and learning from others, was to listen to myself, right? So I'm listening to myself and I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, some of this is okay. You know, I can do a little better, though. I can always do better. So my commitment to you is to always do better. To be more concise, to bring information that's relevant, hopefully to everybody. And of course, if you have any questions ever, you'll have my contact several times during the show today to reach out, text, email, call, or stop and see me at the clinic because, you know, we're here to help people. Elizabeth works with me. She's my right-hand person. She's amazing. We love what we do, and we're here to help you. Okay, so let's start off with some of the usuals. The book of the week. This week I pick Life Force by the main author on it. You'll probably recognize his name is Tony Robbins. And then the next author, biggest as far as most recognizable to a lot of people, would be Peter Diamandis. This book came out well over a year ago, but it stands the test of time. Life Force will take you on a journey like you probably have not been on before, no matter how many books you've read, no matter how many things you've been studying about longevity, health span, lifespan. This book is among the most comprehensive, and I really love it. Podcast of the week. This one is hosted by Rhonda Patrick. I've been following her for many years. Just Google it. Found My Fitness. That's it. You'll find it. Rhonda Patrick is quite amazing. She has, you know, relevant information. That's why I'm talking about her. She's amazing. It's a wonderful podcast. We started the new feature this week. Well, you can go to my website and you can sign up for SMS, let's say text messaging, for daily text messages to, let's say, inspire, motivate, or teach information about how to live a longer, healthier life, all kinds of things. So you just go to carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K, carlsterling.com. And right on the front page is going to be the sign up. You click on the blue button and put in your email, your phone number. You will get emails from me too, but the texts are separate, okay, separate topics and things like that. So please sign up, and you can opt out at any time. Hey, if you got absolutely nothing to do today at 4 p.m., guess what? For the first time this year and the second time since January 17th, 2014, I'm playing a gig. Yes, I'm going to be drumming with Rob Morey and the wonderful, wonderful crew of musicians at Holy Family Church. So the 4 p.m. Mass is filled with beautiful music, and I've gone through all the music. I have the charts and listening to it. It's going to be a beautiful Mass with great musicians. We're talking about really, really first-class musicians, professional musicians, and I just love it. I've worked with a lot of them in the past, way back into the 80s, like Gary Wilson and me, working hundreds of gigs together in the mid-80s, and others who are going to be joining us today. So Holy Family over near Fairmount on Genesee Street, 4 p.m. Mass. Yes, yours truly will be drumming. What else we got? Oh, a month from today. It's my birthday a month from today. I'm going to be 63 years old. Whoa. Well, who's up for a 30-day challenge? Here's the thing. I don't know what it's going to be, but I want you to call me. I want you to text me. Just go to the website. Or text 315-935-7488, carlsterling.com. You can email from there. You can text me, call me, leave a message. What kind of a challenge do you want? Because I'm going to come up with something by tomorrow, and it's going to be a Facebook group-based program. I already got it all together. It's just that I kind of want to hear from you and what you want. By the way, speaking of that, I would love to get suggestions on what you would like me to talk about. Maybe some suggestions on topics, some guest suggestions. Who would you like me to have on the show? I can tell you that coming up next week is Dr. Terry Walls. Terry Walls, who is the best-selling author of The Walls Protocol. You're going to love it. It's pre-recorded. It was recorded 2 months ago, and it is fun and highly informative. She has secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. Well, even as recent as yesterday, I saw a video of her running on a treadmill. 20 years ago, she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't walk. Guess what? She talks about how she went from wheelchair to running in next week's show. Okay, so you definitely want to tune in for that. 2 weeks from today is Dr. Emily Splickle. She'll be back for a second guest spot here on the show. I just love her. I mean, she's going to talk about walking speed in relation to longevity. June 2nd, Michael Long, co-author of The Molecule of More, will be talking about addictions. Okay? Sadly, we've had people who we work with at our clinic who just so sadly have had children or loved ones who have died from overdoses. We're going to get a better understanding of what's going on with all this. All right, and on June 30th, we got more to fill in between then, but, you know, right now I like to have some alone time here too, so I can say whatever I want, you know. Sue Hintzmint, founder of the MELT Method. If you don't know about the MELT Method, well, you will June 30th. She's going to join me. Amazing woman. John Rady from Harvard, best-selling author. He was in touch with me a couple days ago. He's in Europe for a month. He's coming on in June or July. We are going to get him. He promises he'll be with me. I also heard back from Maryam or Maymay Ali. That's Muhammad Ali's eldest daughter. She will be joining us in the near future as well. Near future, what's that? 2 or 3 months from now, probably. So as we get towards the end of the first quarter of the hour, I would like to have you think about the idea of taking ownership of your health and your well-being. I'd like you to think about engaging in your own health programming. You know, when you come to our clinic or our gym, this is a joint effort. You know, it's we're not going to change you. You got to do some work. We work to empower you. We want to empower our clients. We do this in numerous ways, including assessing vital areas of your health, strength, balance, fall risk factors, and movement. And when needed, we will assess cognition and memory, because we do a lot with dementia and Alzheimer's. We'll be discussing your health history, your current state of health and activity, and your goals. So when we come back, we're going to dive deep into this, right? We're going to talk about VO2 testing one more time, where to spend your time exercising, and how to set realistic yet challenging goals. You're listening to Your Health Matters, News Radio 570 WSOAR. My name's Carl Sterling. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay, here we are. I'd like to talk about a product we have at my clinic. It's called the Dr. Lewis Daily Brain Care. All right. I'm talking about this because, yes, Dr. Lewis is a sponsor of the show. I mean, I pay to do this show, so I will only let sponsors who I really, really like their products be a sponsor. But I also use the product for many months now. So if you're looking to boost your brain power and enhance your overall health, I suggest trying the Dr. Lewis Daily Brain Care. All right, it's a breakthrough supplement designed to support cognitive function and much more. It's available in capsules or the powder, which is what I take. And I can tell you, folks, it ain't just any supplement. It's a blend, very potent blend of six functional foods. It includes a patented calcium silicate clay form of bentonite, which promotes detoxification without compromising nutrient absorption. You know, I have ADHD pretty bad. Okay, I've learned a lot how to manage it, and I've tried different products over the years. There's a couple of those that have been pretty good. I feel more focused than I've ever felt since I've been taking this. And when I really notice it is when I forget to take it, because every once in a while I don't do a smoothie like a day. I have recently had 2 days in a row I didn't do one. And I put it in my smoothie, right? Because I don't usually eat breakfast. I do like a late morning smoothie and then, you know, whatever. So I notice it when I don't take it. And we've had many people who have purchased this from me at my clinic who are saying the same thing. But they're also saying that they are very happy about their mental clarity, their ability to focus, and overall their energy level. And there's no caffeine in it, and so it's not like some kind of a caffeinated boost of energy. This is just really a wholesome, holistic product that also helps you sleep better. Okay? Most people are reporting improvements in sleep. So I wanted to talk about this product because the Dr. Lewis Daily Brain Care is very much research. There's a whole lot of research on it. Even in the Alzheimer's arena or people with dementia, Alzheimer's, it has helped those populations to improve their focus, cognition, and memory to some degree. All right, so don't waste your money on the other stuff out there that's, you know, questionable. And, of course, there are a lot of good things. Go to my website, carlsterling.com. Check it out. It's under the sponsor section of the radio tab drop down. We were talking about taking ownership of your health and well-being. So the way we go about these things at my clinic is we're really approaching health and all your goals in a functional, integrative, and holistic way. However, you need to become an active participant in your own health. You must take ownership of your health because nobody can do it for you. Your insurance company's not probably doing it for you, right? And most doctors aren't, unless you were Dr. Barry. I mean, he's preventative. He wants to see you when you're not sick rather than when you are sick. Well, no pill is a substitute for taking ownership of your health, your ability to live and move well, and of your overall well-being. There's no pill for this. Okay, there's a combination of things, but it mostly engages you harnessing your own motivation, persistence, and consistency for your exercise program, your dietary habits, all in the interest of longevity. All right? So living a long, healthy life is a common goal, but achieving it requires more than just occasional healthy choices, right? Example, I eat fairly well most of the time. So if I eat one or two really horrible meals, it's not going to kill me. But if I eat bad all the time and I have one day of perfect eating, oh, it's not going to help me that much, trust me, right? This needs to be a lifestyle, right? It demands consistent commitment to exercise and diet, underpinned by strong motivation and persistence. So I want to explore these, okay? These three psychological drivers, motivation, persistence, and consistency, are interconnected, and they're essential if you're looking to improve your health and extend your lifespan. So the first one here is motivation. Let's talk about getting started. Well, motivation is the initial spark. This is what gets you off the couch, into the gym, or it can switch your diet from fast food to whole foods. Motivation can come from various sources. All right. What are they? Well, extrinsic motivation. Okay. Extrinsic motivation is driven by external rewards. Okay. This could be like, oh, I got an event to go to and I want to fit into a certain set of clothing or a dress or a suit, whatever it is. I want to look a certain way for some reason. I want to receive compliments. Or maybe you're just, your doctor told you, hey, you got to get moving. That's not intrinsic. That's your doctor said it and you're listening. That's extrinsic, coming from outside of you, versus intrinsic motivation, which arises from within you. This is the desire to take action because of the pleasure and the satisfaction derived from the activity or the lifestyle itself. Now, both of these types of, let's say, motivation can be effective, but intrinsic motivation tends to be more sustainable over the long term. So my suggestion is to foster intrinsic motivation. First, find exercises you enjoy. Well, if you don't enjoy them, at least find stuff you'll do. This might mean swapping the treadmill. Maybe I don't like getting on a treadmill. I never get on a treadmill to run. It won't happen. I don't like it, but I'll go for a run or a fast walk. Or I just came up with random things, like maybe it's yoga or dance classes. Or for me, hiking, maybe running some trails, bicycling. For some, it might be swimming. If those, whatever activities excite you more, choose them and do them. Now, when it comes to things like diet, let's say focus on the internal benefits of feeling more energetic and maybe mentally sharper rather than just weight loss. And I want to talk more about weight loss versus muscle mass shortly. Persistence is going to be overcoming the challenges, okay? Persistence is the ability to keep going despite obstacles. This is tough, man. I've started so many things in my life and stop. Start it up, get all excited, sign up for something, spend money on something. Who's ever spent money on something? Maybe even a lot of money. You do it a few times, you drop the ball, you lose your money, and you're done. Then you start over again. Well, that's me. I've done it. It's easy to be motivated when you first start, let's say, an exercise program or a membership or some kind of a fitness class or whatever, or a certain type of dietary lifestyle. But persistence keeps you going when the initial excitement wears off. A couple of ways you can consider building persistence: set realistic goals. Because unrealistic goals, well, this will usually lead to demotivation and frustration. Expect you're going to have setbacks too. You know, I have them. We all have them. We're humans, folks. We have setbacks. But, you know, we're very complicated individuals, and each one of us, we have emotions. We have a limbic system, right? Our emotions. If we're not feeling real good, sometimes we have a bad day, or sometimes we just crush it in our workouts. Who the heck knows why any of this, right? But everyone has bad days or slips in their diet and their exercise. But resilient individuals anticipate the challenges. They plan strategies to deal with them, and they crush it. So they'll adjust their routines. They'll find healthy food alternatives to help them keep on track and stay persistent. Use support systems, too. I mean, if you're with me, somebody I was working with a couple of days ago, he says, you know, I'm here because you are my accountability. I won't do it on my own. Okay, well, I'm here to help you, and I will make you, I will engage you to the best of my ability to be motivated and consistent and persistent. So you got friends, family, maybe online communities that provide encouragement, that offer advice when the tough, you know, the going gets tough. Consistency. There's the third one, making it a lifestyle. Consistency is the goal of turning sporadic actions into a stable lifestyle. It's about making exercise and healthy eating, being a, like, I didn't really say that right intonation-wise. It's about making exercise and healthy eating habitual. All right, you're listening to Your Health Matters. My name is Carl Sterling. This is News Radio 570 WSYR, also on 106.9 FM. We're going to dive more into this when we return in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Rose Tamburino.
Okay, we're back for the second half. Oh, you know, I was just thinking on the break, I got more into lifting this week. I haven't been able to make it up to CrossFit, the Smoky Hollow, by the way, John Pine and gang. Miss you all. See you soon for sure. But you'll be happy because my loaded back squat got better and some other things did too. You know, I love going there. We've been so busy at the clinic that I haven't made it. But I didn't make excuses, folks. I've been lifting anyways, and I got to tell you, the reason I'm mentioning this, you know, I talk about muscle all the time, and I will more because it's so important. I think people look at me sometimes like I have three heads. Well, why is muscle so important? Well, because try living without it. How about that? How about living with insufficient muscle mass where you're compromised in your strength, your movement, your coordination, your balance? You don't want that. So anyways, I've been lifting, and my weight is about the same, but I've been going pretty hard, meaning not lifting super heavy, but I've been doing more, and it's making a difference in just an extra week of doing more. I feel better. I have more energy. I'm sleeping better too, because I always sleep really well, but I'm sleeping even better. So we'll get to, we have a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. But when we get to this consistency factor, all right, we were talking about motivation, persistence, and consistency in regards to a healthy lifestyle. Now, I would include exercise and your dietary habits as probably the foundation of healthy, all right? Establishing routines are going to help you so much with your consistency, like regular times, regular days. It helps you to like stick to these, to stick-to-itiveness, as they call it. Stick to specific times for workouts and meals. These will help you to turn these actions into habits. Now, I'm a real big person on data. Data is king to me. I track progress on the people we work with, and I track progress on me. I use Whoop, that's W-H-O-O-P, and I have a Samsung 5 watch, which I love. Before that, I had a Garmin for 6 years that sort of finally wore out. But anyways, what I really love is tracking what I do. And there's so many ways to do it, right? There's so many things that we can track. I have my own things that I like to track. But these apps actually inspire me. These gadgets, if you will, inspire me to do better. And so, you know, I actually think now at almost 63, I was talking with somebody about it the other day too. I really feel, and I think I'm stronger than I've ever been. And despite the fact that I have aches and pains here and there, I feel better than I've ever felt in my entire life. I'm accomplishing more. And generally speaking, my energy is higher than it's ever been. So, you know, you just have to be patient, though, because these habits take time to form. Consistency is the key, right? Consistency is going to be the key. And make adjustments, you know, as you need to do and learn what works best for you so you can stick with it. Integrating all these things, motivation, persistence, and consistency, well, it isn't always so straightforward because each element feeds into the others. Motivation gets you started. Persistence pushes you through the challenges. And consistency establishes long-term habits. So just a few more reflections. I'm reading ahead. A few tips to bring it all together. Reflect on your journey. So I do this. I look at my data. I want to see what I've done, what I've accomplished, what I learned along the way. Now, you know, I don't really like to talk about me that much. I can say that I do all this stuff because I'm excited by it. It drives me. It motivates me. It gets me moving. It keeps me in it, right? I'm in it. Other people we work with, it's the same thing. We teach them things to, let's say, train for, like certain metrics. Is it your HRV? Is it your heart rate zones? And the best way to figure out your heart rate zone is do our VO2 max testing. And there are different levels of difficulty. You can go easy and still get 100% dead-on, accurate data on where you need to be focusing so you're not wasting time exercising. And that will include your specific heart rate training zones for zone 2, zone 5. You know, like, don't do 220 minus your age. That's a formula that is seldom accurate. You want to do the actual testing that we have. All right, but anyways, we're going to teach you, we're going to work with you to figure out where to spend your time, what to, look at in terms of metrics and what to reflect on so that you can improve those metrics. And then, when you have a victory, we'll celebrate it somehow. I don't know. I'm celebrating in September by doing a 12-mile, 30-obstacle Spartan race in Killington. I have 4 months to train, 4.5 months. Yeah, to me, that's a celebration, actually, because I'll be rewarding myself by doing something grueling because then I will have done it and I will feel so good that I was able to do it still, even at 63 years old. You know, my brain says, Carl, you feel like you're 30. I actually do. I feel like I'm 30. I probably behave like I'm 15. My body's 63, but my metabolic age was like 32 or 3. And my other age, the biological age, was down close to 50 on the VO2 stuff. So you know what? Age is a number, but feeling better, I believe, in many cases, I'm not saying all the time, it is a choice, and it has to do with your choices. All right. Let's move forward. I got tons of stuff here. These are random facts. Some of them are facts or thoughts. Longevity nuggets. I stole this from the amazing Bob Proctor. All right. He passed away a couple years ago. Most people tiptoe through life hoping to make it safely to death. Oh, my gosh. When I heard him say that, I was in Toronto at one of his seminars back in like 1996 or 7, and I just couldn't believe my ears. I felt like he hurt my feelings. But you know what? I was doing that. I was tiptoeing through life because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go with my life. I actually had no clue what I want to be when I grew up and I was 30-something years old. Well, why do people do this a lot of times? They don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. They're afraid of what others might say or think. Lack of self-confidence, lack of belief in yourself, lack of know-how. All those things were me, folks, and all those things are a lot of people. But don't let your past dictate your future because whatever happened to you in the past, yes, it's always probably going to have, it has to do with who you are. All right, but it doesn't have to dictate who you become. You can choose, and I'm saying generically, of course, there are always exceptions to every rule, to let your fears dictate your future and action, or you can choose not to let your fears and lack of information and education and know-how dictate your future. Well, that's why we're here. We're here to help educate you, to help you harness motivation, persistence, consistency for your exercise programming, your dietary habits, and for your longevity. I mean, I'm sure there are some who don't want to, but who doesn't want to live a longer, healthier life? I mean, you know, as we go out to the break here in a few seconds, I'll just kind of improvise. I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, whoa, if you don't feel bad at some point, you won't know what it's like to feel good. You can't feel good all the time. Well, if you do, then do you know what it actually feels like to feel good, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, or whatever? You know, there's no top without a bottom. There's no front without a back. There's no up without a down or in without an out. I mean, there has to be the opposite. So we're going to be back soon. My name is Carl Sterling, 570 WSYR, News Radio 570. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Okay, we're back for the last quarter. I have lots of random facts I'd like to run past you, but before I do that, remember, carlsterling.com. Carl with a K. 315-935-7488. If you want to get together, come into the clinic, check it out. We have memberships, $30 a month. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Biodensity updates. If you are living with osteoporosis, osteopenia, or you just want to make sure you stay away from that, we have more people now who have had their DEXA scans recently in the past 2 weeks, who have been using our biodensity machine, who are moving away from and out of osteoporosis. If your doctor tells you it's impossible to do without medication or only with medication, your doctor should be replaced by another doctor. Because I'm sure there are exceptions for every rule, okay? Maybe some people can't do this. But this, folks, this machine is at the most, the 15-minute workout. And that's if you're taking some long breaks. You come in. There are four exercises you're going to do. You will not break a sweat. You will be pushing more weight, resistance-wise, than you will ever push in any other exercise on any machine anywhere in the world. That's just how it works. The mechanical action of max force loading of pounds through your muscles, through your tendons, which are connected to those bones, creates the chemical reaction of the hormones it takes to build trabecular soft tissue. That's the tissue that's going away. That's the tissue that goes away, diminishes, and causes osteopenia, osteoporosis. People are coming in reversing osteoporosis. You can get into this in a full membership of my gym for as little as $160 per month. I'm saying $160 per month. I'm not anti-massage. I've just never had one, nor do I ever want one, but I recommend them. But if you're getting massage every week, maybe go every other week and take the two massage monies you didn't spend and come with us and come see us once a week or twice a week. Well, it costs more for twice a week, but we'll work it out. Once a week is adequate to produce the production. You got to stay with it, though. You can't go like 4 weeks and then take 2 months off. You got to do this, and it's going to take months. The people who have come in have been doing it at least 6 months. Biodensity will help you. We're the only machine within about an 80-mile radius or 70 miles or whatever. Nobody else has it. You come to us and you get it. 315-935-7488. Because as you get older, and you go through what they call obligatory muscle decay. Let's just go find it right now. You don't want that to happen, folks, because as we age, we know that resistance training and consuming enough protein will help delay what is known as obligatory aging muscle decay. You know, you heard Dr. Joyner a couple weeks or a few weeks ago on the show. He's the one who said this. I didn't make it up. I'm not smart enough to make anything up, folks. I just study and I learn, okay? So, you know, there's other research. If you don't exercise enough, you're going to die sooner. It's the way it goes. Now, some people live to be 100 and they don't exercise that much. What if they had exercised? Maybe they don't want to live past 100, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, what happens is we exercise more, we eat better, we live longer, and we live healthier during that time. The biodensity machine is changing lives. It's building muscle. I have 11 pounds more muscle mass than I did last June. It's mostly the biodensity, okay? So let's talk about this. Are we really plagued by an obesity epidemic? Well, I would say so. But I also say that we're also plagued by an under-muscled population, all right? What if weight loss shouldn't be the goal? In fact, maybe weight loss is intimidating you and you're thinking, I don't know if I can do it. What if being under-muscled is the problem? Because I can tell you right now, we have people coming in all the time who don't have enough muscle, and this is an epidemic. Muscle is your body armor. It's the organ of longevity. It's also the largest organ in the body, not the skin. The muscle is, because it's an organ. This is where the metabolism happens. You have more muscle, you burn more calories. I've never met anybody ever, but especially, let's say, 80, 90-year-olds who says, gee, I wish I had less muscle. No. It's critical in regards to cancer. Irrespective of what kind of cancer, survivability is directly correlated with sufficient muscle mass. All right? For every extra pound you carry around, you know, it's 4 extra pounds of force on your knees. The flip side is losing just 1 pound takes 4 pounds of pressure off your knees. Losing 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. How about that one, folks? Do you know that circulating tumor cells are very sensitive to the shearing forces of blood flow, and when you exercise and blood flow increases, many of these tumor cells die? This happens in a dose-dependent manner, meaning the more you exercise, the more sensitive they are. Intensity and duration of exercise, those are important factors, and they correlate to killing off these circulating cells. All right, think about what they're doing in Australia for a long time, and now I think it's finally here to the States, where after chemotherapy, they're actually sending people right down the hall to the gym 5 minutes after they're done with chemo. They're working out. Why? Muscle matters. Plus, working out improves the uptake of the medication and increases it so that it gets into your body faster and has a longer-lasting effect. That would include the chemotherapy. And for people with Parkinson's, if you're listening, your levodopa, carbidopa, sinemet, whatever it is you take, pop your dose, go exercise a few minutes later because you're going to have a longer on period, chances are. So many things that I have to say, but we won't get to all of it. We never do, and it's okay. That's why I come back every week and I talk about this stuff. Do you know the single most important thing you can build and maintain is leg strength? When your legs are weak, balance and movement are compromised. We go out less, maybe, less social interaction. You know, that's bad too. Those who have robust friendships and relationships tend to have a 7 to 8 year boost in health and longevity. Oh my gosh. Folks, we got to head out soon. It's that time again. Thank you so much for listening. I just, you know, I'm really honored to be here. God has given us this beautiful day and me the opportunity to be here doing this show. I'm so just happy to be here. My name is Carl Sterling. You can reach me at 315-935-7488. We're here to help you. We will help you. With open arms, we will welcome you. We'll get you going. We'll get you creating those consistent habits. Get you motivated and have you stick with it. 315-935-7488. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of this show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of the station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information has been for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary.